speaking with the man who we loved in Eight is Enough. Dick Van Patten is with us right now on the entertainment line. Hi, Dick.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
Very good, thanks. It's beautiful here in Los Angeles. Beautiful day.
Not as nice here in Boston. Well, actually, it's about 70 degrees in Boston today.
Oh, really? I love Boston. It's like a second home to me because, you know, all the Broadway shows before we'd go to Broadway, we always tried out in Boston. So it was like a second home.
Really?
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your start in show business. When did you start and how did you get involved?
Well, I had a stage mother. My mother got me into the business when I was 7 years old. She got me into a Broadway show playing Melvin Douglas's son. And then I went into 27 Broadway plays as a kid from one show to the other. I worked with all the big directors and the big stars and everything, and I never stopped working. I just grew up as a child actor. And then when television came around in 1949, I went into a TV series called I Remember Mama. And I was 15 when it started. It was on the air for 8 years. It was the number one show on CBS. And I sort of grew up, you know, I became an adult actor. I made the transition from child actor to a grown-up actor. And it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, you know, one of the things that's happened though since you know, the days of Different Strokes and all these kid actors, we're seeing a lot of the kids growing up and having a lot of problems.
There's only a few isolated cases. You mentioned the show Different Strokes, where Todd Bridges got into drugs and had all kinds of problems, and the girl on the show, Dana Plato. But for every one of those kids you mentioned, I can mention 10 that have had no problems at all. Ronnie Howard, Jody Foster, Richard Crenna, Richard Thomas, Shirley Temple. I mean, these people all had very productive lives, and it was a great advantage to be a child actor.
What about the kids on Eight is Enough? Didn't they